We now turn to your comments about yesterday's program, and a large majority of our mail came in response to our reports by Robert Siegel and Melissa Block from the scene of the earthquake in China.
We were inundated with email about Melissa Block's firsthand stories. This came from Abby Woodbridge of Unalaska, Alaska.
It was the most compassionate and beautifully worded report I think I have ever heard, and I have listened daily to NPR since its inception. She continues, live radio reporting hardly ever paints as vivid a picture as what we just heard from her. Her report stopped me in my tracks, and I had to stop working for a while as I thought of the children's pain and the anguish of all the parents.
And Kate Sheehan of Culver City, California, sent this. Hearing Melissa's poignant reaction immediately after witnessing children's bodies being removed from the rubble of the middle school, and then hearing her well-constructed and eloquent report a few hours later, made her talents as a journalist quite clear.
Brian Tristan Williams wrote to us from Johannesburg, South Africa. He also complimented our coverage, but said he found one detail in the report on a collapsed middle school a little sensational. While I empathize with the emotions expressed, it may be going a bit far to refer to these students as babies.
Finally, Anne Kirkpatrick of Greencastle, Indiana, sent her wishes to our co-hosts in China. Thank you, Robert and Melissa, and be careful, okay?
And we second that. For photos and more eyewitness accounts from Sichuan Province in China, you can go to our blog, npr.org/China Diary.
And as always, we want to know what you think of the stories you hear on our program. For that, you can go to npr.org/contact.
And please, don't forget to let us know where you're from and how to pronounce your name.